Your Highness, भगवान जीव की पुत्र जी चांदे जाष भगवान देव की सूत्र भगवान पीपुल में इंक्वायर व्हाट काइंड ऑफ भगवान ही He has taken birth as the Devaki Sutra. Any ordinary man, he takes birth as the son of such and such gentleman or such and such mother. So what kind of Bhagavan is? Therefore, we have to understand how Krishna is Bhagavan, Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. He appears as the son of Devaki or Vasudev. We have to know this. And if you can know, then you become immediately liberated. Our business is liberation. This is our main business. What is the purpose of getting this opportunity of human life? That we must understand. We should not waste our valuable life like the cats and dogs. This is our main business. To understand God. Adhaka Brahma Jigyasa. This is life. Brahma, Parabrahma. Brahma, Parabrahma. Or Brahma, potencies. Parasa, Brahmana, Shakti. These things are there. We should understand. That is our business. So, if we understand why Bhagavan appears as the son of Devaki, then you become liberated. This is Bhagavan says, Janma Karman Sami Dibbam Tu Janati Tattvata. You have to learn it, tattva, in truth, not superficially. Then you will understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, appears as the son of Devaki or son of Vasudev. Ajopi san abhyatma, bhutanam isyadopi san. Although his ajo, ajo means who never takes birth. Still, he takes birth. Contradictory. This is inconceivable. Unless God has taught inconceivable energy, he is not God. This has been discussed by Jiva Goswami. If you do not accept inconceivable energy of God, then there is no God. This is inconceivable. A yogi san abhyatma bhutanam ishara api san sambhavani yuge yuge paritranaya saduna. This is God. How it happens, how it is possible, if you understand properly, then you become liberated. Simply by understanding this. Bhagavan Why he shall not appear as the sun? Why you shall restrict? God is not under your restriction. That is God. If he becomes under your rules and regulations, then he is not God. That is inconceivable. How a yogi, although unborn, how he takes birth? A yogi sannapayatma bhutanam isharup. Bhutanam isharup is the supreme controller. But he likes to be controlled by Maharaj Yashoda. Bhutanam isharup isharup. He controls everyone. But why he accepts one lady, innocent lady, not very educated, not Vedanti, a village lady, interested in churning curd and butter, not Vedanti, and he has become just like a very affectionate son of this village lady. Mother, let me suck your breast. So this is God's pastimes. Ajopi sannambayatma. He is ekohi bahunam vidudadikama. He supplies the necessities of life to all the living entities. Nitya nityanam chetana chetanana. He goes bahunam vidudati tava. But he is begging from Mother Yashoda, kindly allow me to suck your breast. And when Mother refuses, he becomes angry. He breaks the fork of butter and so on, so on. You know this. This is called transcendental pastimes. But at the same time, when it is required, he immediately lifts the Govardhan hills. Although he is dependent on Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj is saying, oh, this little boy has lifted Govardhan hill. How is this possible? Let me help. He is trying to help him by taking the stick on the Govardhan hill, that it may not fall down. He has already lifted. It is because father, affectionate, he is thinking, his childish boy, he has lifted the Govardhan hill, it may not fall down. Let me help. This is it. This is called transcendental pastime. And those who are not devotees, they cannot understand. The house, they say it is, what is called? Mythology. It is mythology. It is not mythology. It is fact. That day, such a learned person, vidwan, lokasya janato vidyan chakri sattato sanghita. He is vidwan. He has written this sattato sanghita with some mythology, some fiction, some imagination. It is just seldom to consider like that. It's not my fellow, it's bad. That is Bhagavan. He has wasted his time to describe some mythology, but they have no common sense. And not only that, Vasudeva has written later on all big, big commentators like Sridhar Swami, Vijay Dhajav, Vidhagavacharya, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatan Goswami, many. They have never said that this is mythology. Never said. Never said. You will not find in any of the comments of this big, big stalwart Acharya, Vidhagavacharya, a very learned scholar belonging to the Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, they have never said it is mythology. How you gave this idea, my blood? Whether it is possible, God is all powerful. He can do anything. He can appear. Why should you restrict him not to become the son of Devaki? Why should you restrict? Is he under your control or you are under his control? He can become the Devaki Sutra. He can become a small child chastised by Mother Dasala. He likes it. Everyone offers him with reverence and respect. Nobody dares to restrict him and chastise him. Nobody goes to God that you cannot do this, you are fool, you are husband. Nobody says. But still, he wants to hear all this. That is a past man, just like a big rich man. He is so many nice things. But sometimes he says, give me some puff rice. Puff rice is not his food. But he likes sometimes. Similarly, everyone prays to God with reverence and bow and obedience. But he wants to be chastised sometimes. That chastisement, from where this chastisement will come? It will come from his devotee, not ordinary. If ordinary man chastises, imitating, just know he will be offender, he will be punished. But where he agrees to be chastised, Maharaj is chastised, that is bhakti, that is devotional service. So, there is nothing extraordinary when it is said here, Bhagavan Devaki Sutta. He can become Devaki Sutta. It is his mercy. So we have to understand that how Bhagavan, Sarisajya Purna, Bhagavan means Sarisajya Purna, Sarisajyasya Samagrasya, Vijasya Jasasya Sriya, all powerful. He can appear anywhere without any restriction, but still he appears as Devaki Sutta. Janma tanma sa divyam me jujanati. We have to understand through the Shastra, and that proper understanding is possible only through bhakti. Not by any other means, not by jnana or yoga, that is not possible. It is simply through bhaktamava vijanati javan jasamitot. The jnanis, yogis, karmis, they are third class, they cannot. The yogis, the karmis, jnanis, yogis, they have got spiritual enhancement. But still, until they come to the platform of bhakti, it is not possible to understand. Janma padma uncham idhimam tapak manushanam sahasresu kastit jatadishya siddhar jatatama ki siddhanam kastit vetimam tapak. So, if we want to understand Krishna, Bhagavan, in truth, then we have to take the path of bhakti. God has been to help us. Bhaktyama vadhyana ki java jastani bhakti. How he becomes a devotee sutra? Then, the statement of Draupadi was accepted by all the gentlemen or the kings, everyone accepted and they consider dharmam, nyajyam, sapuranam. Therefore, even in judgment, the other day I told you, the judgment given to a murderer, there must be some consideration, sapurunam. Sapurunam means mercy. not bad because one has committed murder in a fanatic condition. He is excused sometimes. That is sakuruma. The judgment should be given not simply on the superficial causes. Everything should be done. Dharma, Najyam, Sakuruna, Nidbalikam. Suppose a child commits something wrong, he is not punished. A Brahmana never commits any sinful activity. He is sometimes in an unnatural condition if he does something. So, this is the excuse. This is basic law. The woman, the brahmana, the child, the cow, old man. Yes, they should be excused. That is, dharmam, najyam, sakurunam, nidbalikam, samam, raja, khanushtu, rajyam. Jnanam, vatudhi. We accept, yes, what Draupadi is saying is all right. Not only he, but also others. Nakula, Savadevasya, Jududhana, Sananjaya. Bhagavan, ultimately, Bhagavan is the ego of the Jnanam. So, Mahajana Jnanam of the Sapanta, Maharaj Yudhishthi, he is Dharmasu. He is not ordinary person. He is the son of Dharmaraj, Yamaraj. Maharaj Yudhishthira's mother Kunti had the power to call any demigod. He got this benediction from Dubhasa Muni. So, he had his three sons, means Maharaj Yudhishthira, me, and Arjuna. He got Maharaj Yudhishthira from Dharmaraj, Arjuna from Indra, and Bhima from Varuna, by yes. So, similarly, still, she is one of the chaste women. These things are there, but still they are not polluted. But in the Kali Yuga, these things are private. Devarena Satatpati Kalau Pancha Vibhasya. In the Kali Yuga, people are very much polluted. They cannot transgress. This is not transgression, this is part. You are prohibited to go to the filthy place, private. But the sunshine goes. Sunshine is not private. But here is a filthy place, lavatories. Sunshine, you do not come here. No, sunshine doesn't require your permission. It can go anywhere. But it is not polluted. Tejasangana dosaya. One who is teji. Don't try to imitate teji. You must become teji. Then, that way, for Bhagavan, everything is perfect. Apapa vidyam. Bhagavan is never affected by any so-called sin. For him, there is no sinful activity. Apapa vidyam. You will find in the Isopun. Where is the mantra? If you think, consider that Krishna is doing so many things that he is sinful, no. Therefore, God is always good. God is good. There is a common one. Even if you see that he is doing something wrong, that is not wrong, that is right. Above Tejasangana Dosaya. He is so powerful, but there is no never wrong. Therefore, devotees, they do not expect that Krishna will always be very kind upon me. He may be harsh, but that is also good. Krishna, Krishna's devotee, even he is harsh, he is unkind, so called unkind. It is also good. Just like Narada Muni cast the Jamala, what is that? Their name? The Vidura's sons, they were cast to become tree, but what was the result? The result was that although they became trees, they were fortunate enough to see Krishna personally. So, God or His devotee, Krishna, and Krishna devotee, you should always say that they are always good. God is good. But the devotee is good. Either we see there is much good, he is always much. Therefore, devotee never take anything as not much. Pratyena anugampa, they take everything from Krishna as single anukampa. Tattinukampa, susamuksha. One who can see this anukampa in reverse condition of life, the compassion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, mukti padesa daiva, he is right to become liberation, becomes guarantee. If anyone accepts the mercy of God in any circumstances, and he does not do anything wrong to anyone, such person is guaranteed to be liberated. That is the injunction of this house. Thank you very much.